From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time for your email about yesterday's program. Our story about Martinsville, Indiana, brought in some mail of a personal nature. My co-host Michelle Norris visited Martinsville this week, and she reported on the town's racist past and whether racism there remains powerful enough to turn voters away from Barack Obama. Michelle heard from locals like Ryan Wilson.
KKK used to rally right down there. I mean, it's widely known. I remember going to school and reading a Sports Illustrated article about Isaiah Thomas and how his mom didn't want him going to Bloomington because it was so close to Martinsville. And when you come to Martinsville, you notice that it's mostly white folks, but that doesn't mean we all are prejudiced against everybody. I mean, love thy neighbor as thyself.
Well, some of our listeners know Martinsville intimately. As a 20-something who grew up in Martinsville, I was struck by both a sense of excitement and fearful anticipation regarding your story. This is from Andy Garrison, now of Fort Myers, Florida. He continues, I attended college at Indiana University and was shocked at the perception people held of my hometown. As my generation makes its way toward its 30s, many of us feel no connection whatsoever to Martinsville's past. We've moved on. Perhaps the media should as well. But that becomes increasingly difficult when every few years a national outlet comes into town and dredges up old stories about the KKK and the brutal killing of an encyclopedia salesman 40 years ago. Until everyone looks inward and realizes that the face of racism isn't that of Martinsville, but that of America, then the perception that Martinsville can't seem to shake will also be one that America can't shake. And we received this from Jim Matthews of Greenfield, Indiana. That's about an hour from Martinsville. I appreciated your report, he writes. I lived and worked in Martinsville in the early 1980s in child protection services. I certainly heard comments that were racist. This, however, is not my primary memory of the people of Martinsville. I got to know people who were kind and caring. Does Martinsville have a history of racial intolerance? Certainly. Do many small towns and large cities across the country share a similar history? Of course. The difference over the last 20-plus years is the unwillingness of the majority to tolerate the hatred. Well, finally, we made a slight miscalculation in this story about voters and race. We said exit polls from the Pennsylvania primary found 12% of white voters said race was a factor in their decision. What we should have said is that among all voters, 12% were white and said race was a factor. It's a confusing distinction, but to explain, the exit poll was giving a profile of all the people who voted in the Pennsylvania primary, not just whites. So actually, 15% of whites said race was a factor. We figured out our mistake thanks to listener Kathy Emmel, and she asked this question, can you tell me what percent of black voters in Pennsylvania said race was a consideration in their vote? Well, Kathy, we triple-checked that one, and it turns out nearly one-third of black voters said race was a factor. We welcome your questions and your comments. Please write to us at npr.org/contact.